Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
Today's sermon text is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45. Then David said to the Philistines, "You come to me with a sword, with the spear, and with the javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled." The youngest of eight brothers was David, and David certainly had great trust, he had great faith, and he certainly had great courage. He was a shepherd boy, and through scripture we know that he fought lions and bears, and now he's up against a giant called Goliath, and Goliath was 9.5 foot tall. He was a man of war. Like the story goes, we too can defeat Goliath in our lives by trusting the Lord God Almighty.
Amen.
And we have pulled three applications from this sermon text. And the first would be putting our trust in other than our Lord, our God. Two, putting our trust in our Lord God. And three, the outcome of one who defies God. And for our first point, some trust in chariots and some trust in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. And when I picked this particular scripture, it's okay to trust in our army, but the Lord is the one who's going to deliver us. And we do want to remember that He's in control. He's always in control. We can look back through history, and the Romans were a great army, the Babylonians, Germany, and they all fell. The name of the Lord will guide us. His power, His presence will guide us. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26, "He who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoever walks wisely will be delivered." And this is trying to get salvation through your own ways. And there's only one way through salvation. It's not by works, it's through our Lord Jesus Christ. "He who trusts in riches will fall, but the righteous will flourish like foliage." Riches in itself is not a bad thing, but when you worship money as a god, you will fall. You cannot serve God and mammon. You can only serve one. In the righteous, if we're a Christian, we will flourish. The dew of God will rain down on us and we will grow. And that's what a Christian should be doing, is growing. Job puts it this way, "If you have made gold my hope or said to find gold, you are my confidence." And it also goes on to say, "This also would be iniquity, deserving of judgment, for I would have denied God who is above." In the end, money will not save you. Only God will save you through Jesus Christ. He is it. We have to put our faith and trust in Him and Him alone. Trusting in people. This comes from Proverbs, verse 25. Chapter 25, verse 19, "Confidence in an unfaithful man in times of trouble is like a bad tooth or a foot out of joint." And if anybody's ever had a bad foot or a toothache, it's not good. It is not good. "Do not put your trust in princes, nor in sons of men, whom there is no hope." And I can equate that to They are blind leading the blind, and if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch. And on the flip side of the coin, we can apply and we can trust in faithful men. We can trust in our pastor. We can trust our pastor. We can trust in church leaders. We can trust in God-fearing men. There is a big difference from an unfaithful man to a faithful man. And we can always put our trust in the Bible. Man will fail, but the Word of God does last forever. It stands forever. This comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verse 19 through 21. And this is from Jesus. And I will say to my soul, so you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then who will those things be which you provide? So is he who lays up treasures for himself and is not rich towards God. Treasures will not save us. He's calling the guy a fool for putting his trust in materialism. We have to, as Christians, rely on God. Put our trust and faith in Jesus Christ alone. This comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, who delivers us from so great a death and does deliver us, in whom we trust that he will still deliver us. We have to trust in him. We can avoid the second death by trusting in him. The day we take our last breath, if we do not have trust upon him, you will experience a second death, which is separation from God. The whole Bible is geared towards Jesus Christ. From the Old Testament to the New Testament, it's all about Jesus Christ. And he has made a way of salvation. Point two, putting our trust in our Lord, our God. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who trust in him. And a stronghold is a fortress, and may we have a fortress to go to who is God, Jesus Christ. We can go to him in times of trouble, and he will guide us, he will hedge us. He will look over us. He will protect us. Psalms chapter 25, verse 1 and 2. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. And we don't want to be ashamed as Christians over our sins, over our stumbling, our falling. Our enemies could be whatever's in this world that will make us stumble in front of the Lord. We want to triumph over our enemies. We don't want to, if we're fighting, we have armor. We have God on our side. And we will fall short as Christians, but he will lift us up. You will keep them in perfect peace, those minds who stay on you, because he trusts in you. And as a Christian, if I want perfect peace, I have to always be mindful of the Lord. I have to always keep focus on him and him alone. When I take my eyes off of the Lord, I tend to get in trouble. If I put my trust in him always, I will continuously move forward. I do not like to fall But it does happen, and when we do, He is faithful and just to forgive us. This is a promise concerning trusting our God. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. And again, this is a two-sided coin. There will be many sorrows to the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. Amen, and praise be to God. He will always hedge us if we go to Him early and often, if we go into prayer, if we read His Bible, because He knows His children, and we are His children. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. And I have a holy, reverent fear for my God. I do not have a punishing God. I have a just, loving God that will continuously walk over me. But He will chastise me when I do something wrong. And the shield will defend my enemies, the Goliaths in my life. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. All my heart, I have to come to the Lord with all my heart. My own understanding doesn't work. The Bible is my understanding. My ways will get me in trouble. My worldly ways, my worldly thinking will get me in trouble. If I acknowledge God, I follow the Holy Bible as my directions, that is my path to life, is my Bible. And He will direct our path. We will not walk in the wilderness, but we will be walking on solid ground if we always look to Him and Him alone. We're still putting our trust in our Lord our God. And this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. For to this end we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. What must I do? Believe. He paid the price for our sins. He is the living God. He knows all. He's all-powerful, all-knowing. For a person that believes upon the Lord, he will be saved. And we have to live for Him today as Christians. We have to walk worthy as repentant sinners. It's all about Him today. For this reason, I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I believe and persuaded that He is able to keep what I have committed to Him until that day. We're to preach and teach and talk about Jesus Christ, the wonderful blessings that He has done, that He did, that He's doing, and that He will do. And we're to glorify Him, we're to praise Him, we're to worship Him until that day. Nothing will separate me from my God through trials and tribulations, through what's going on in this world today. If we focus and put our trust upon Him and Him alone. We're at point three now. The outcome of one who defies. And defies means openly resist or refuse to obey. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Somebody that defies God cannot apply this in their lives, because they have to have faith. And what can you do? You can call upon him. And he is a rewarder. And you have to diligently seek him. So even if somebody's not a believer, they can come to faith and they can eventually come to grips and diligently seek him. But you have to come by faith. You have to have faith that he is who he is, and you have to believe upon him. He is our all in all. As Christians, he is our all in all. He would be our number uno. He's our number one. Without him, we can do nothing. And this is a promise to a believer, and this is the future of the wicked, depending upon what side of the coin you lie on. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe in the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides in him. I would submit to take a read of the book and find out if these things are true and come to your own conclusions. The whole book from Genesis to Revelations is all about Jesus. He is not only love, but he is just, and he cannot not condemn sin. He died for sin. Behold, you despise as marvel and perish, for I work a work in your day, a work which you will by no means believe, though one were to declare it to you. So somebody can preach on the housetop the good news, the truth, but if you don't believe it, you're going to be a naysayer, and you're not going to believe it, and you're going to pay a price one day. But it's our jobs as a Christian to tell people the truth. Either they're going to believe it or they're not going to believe it. But at least at that point, they would have made their choice, and we did our job by following God's command. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleansing your conscience from dead work to serve the living God. And this, my friend, is a life changer. The work on the cross made a way of salvation for us. The work on the cross pleased our God, his Father. And dead works will get us nowhere. Dead works are futile in our lives. We have to have a humble, contrite heart. We have to do things that please him. Money will not save us. A nice car, homes, being a nice guy every once in a while will not save us. We do not serve a dead God. We serve a living God. And this right here is spiritual death. But the cowardly, unbeliever, abominable, murderers, sexual immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. This is spiritual death, my friend. I remember talking to somebody and they asked me if my church preaches brimstone and fire. And I said, we preach the whole Bible, and that is part of the Bible. Jesus talks about hell, brimfire, judgment on many occasions in the four Gospels. It's part of the Bible, so we preach it, even though it might not be the fashionable thing to do, but it's certainly the right thing to do and tell somebody the whole truth. And this is the victor. For whoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Faith without works is dead, my friend, brothers and sisters. We have to have faith. We have to come to him in good times and bad. and He will protect us. He will hedge us. He will guide us. There's nothing too hard for our God that He cannot do for somebody that's seeking. Then Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe." And Jesus is the sign. They were looking for signs, but Jesus was the sign. He was probably pointing at Himself, saying, "I am the sign." They were looking for the sign in His day, because it has been prophesied that a coming Messiah would come, and He did come. And it's all throughout the Bible about Jesus' coming, and when He came, they denied Him. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Me." So if you defy God and you think you're going to get to heaven by some other means, Jesus is the only way. Either He's telling the truth or He's not. I happen to believe that the Bible is true. It's God-inspired, written by holy men that were moved by God. And this is spiritual armor. "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." And we have a bunch of things that we can do for the armor. We can gird our waist with truth, the breastplate of righteousness. We can shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We can have the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And if you notice, there's no protection on the backside. We're to move forward and never to retreat. We're to always move forward as Christians. Our Lord, our God, and our Savior will always guide us, always protect us, always give what we need. We need to have preparation. He will give us the time. If there's Goliaths in our life, He will help fight our battles. He will always be with us if we trust in Him and Him alone. Holy Heavenly Father, thank You for this wonderful day that You've provided for us, the blessings that You've bestowed upon us, the words that You've given us. Let us not squander this day that has been laid before us. Let us be a witness to You and Your Word, what You can do, Lord. You promised that You would never leave or forsake us, Lord. Let the Holy Spirit guide us in all truth. Let us have hope that we will keep growing in Your Word. When we do have hiccups in our life, may we just pause and just reflect and repent. And You are faithful and just, Lord God. Let us just keep our eye on You, Lord, and not this world that we live in. Our true home as blood-bought believers are in the heavenlies. While we're here on this earth, let us just keep growing in Your Word and Your knowledge and Your truth, and let's never be ashamed to tell the truth, Lord. In Jesus' precious name I pray, amen.
Amen.